Good morning. Welcome to Westminster Presbyterian Church. Happy second Sunday of Advent. It's really great to see all of you here today. Whether you are a first-time visitor or a long-time member or anything in between, we are really glad you're here. So that we know who's here, let's be sure to sign in with the friendship pad at the end of our pews today. On the back of your worship bulletins, you can see all the things happening in the life of our church today and in the coming week. Some special notes. Today is Stewardship Dedication Sunday, so we are invited to bring our commitments of time, talents, and money to the Lord's table during our last hymn today. Let's see, what else? More notes. If you have toys that you'd like to share for the Shared Blessings program here at church, bring those by Tuesday, and they can be unwrapped presents. We also have our second Midday Noel this coming Thursday at 12:15 in the sanctuary. And it's next Sunday when we have our traditional caroling, dinner, and visit with Santa starting at 3. Do we have any other announcements? I think Adam's got one. Yes, and Adam and Audrey have been great in that show. And Barb, oh yes, she's a great elf. Yes, the tongue-tied elf. Do we have any other announcements, Steve?
This event is a Presbyterian event, and so it's meeting here, but Presbyterian meeting in the church today for this particular service. He moved. Where did he go?
What did you say?
Woody's over here. Woody Berry is a former pastor of several churches.
I've been in every Presbyterian in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I was her associate, actually.
No.
Woody is here. He'll be preaching this afternoon. And then we've got, let's see, Joan.
It's my mom.
Dave.
My dad.
And I've been trying to pronounce that for a long time. Joan and Dave Zellman here, who are parents.
Yay. Any other announcements? Debbie?
Yes. Here we go, third verse, all together. That means women's voices are unchanged voices. Okay, that doesn't mean you're in trouble, but it just means higher voices, okay? And then men are men. And if boys want to sing with men, I don't care. Alright? So, and then on the sixth verse, you're just read the words, and James has an interpretation So, thank you very much.
Thanks, Debbie. Any others, Clarence? Okay, Laura, did you have one? Yeah, we're working on that, yeah. And the last thing from me, I forgot to say, it's now time for our Christmas Eve offering cups, the little white plastic cups, and they are in the hallway leading back into the parlor here. And now, let us prepare our hearts to worship Almighty God.
We light these candles as a sign of the coming light of Christ. We are preparing ourselves for the days when the nations shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the ferret together, and a little child shall lead them.
This. In accordance with God's promise, we wait for new heavens and new earth, where righteousness is at home.
Let us worship God.
Thank you. God in heaven, we praise you for sending your Son, Jesus, to save the world from sin, to restore the relationship between humanity and the holy, and to demonstrate to us the qualities of the kingdom of heaven. We praise you for the hope that in the face of unruly powers, Jesus Christ will return, and with this knowledge, we pray with the ancient church, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come reign in us, and by your all-sufficient merit, raise us to your glorious throne, both during this time of worship and throughout all eternity. For we praise in Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Please join me in the call to confession printed in your bulletin. Let us pray. O Lord, your light came into the world through Jesus, shining in the darkness, and that light is not overcome. But often it is the case that due to our sin, we fail to recognize its presence. We have spoken a thoughtless word, we have offended others, walked by one in need, cheated, lied, and used your name in vain. Therefore, we pause for a moment to confess our sin, beginning with the prayer found in the bulletin. God of forgiveness and mercy, hear our prayer as we confess our shortcomings and guilt. With moments so critical, we let time just go by. With deliverance so near, we linger in the darkness. With Christ as our armor, we fear the unknown foe. With the night having passed, we still hesitate to greet the new day. O God, lead us forth that the moment may be met, so that your will may be clear. Clothed with light and new life in Christ, let us go forth as those who are awake. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Friends, in Jesus Christ, we know the grace of God and the amazing truth that in him we are forgiven of all our sin. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
because God showers us with love and grace, let us now return our tithes and offerings to God. Loving God, here are the gifts we present to you. May they express our love for Jesus Christ, and may they be used for his glory, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer for illumination. Almighty God, in you are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Open our eyes that we may see the wonders of your word, and give us grace that we may clearly understand and freely choose the way of your wisdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with the joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And from Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.' John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
And now it's time for the kids to come down for time for young disciples. Hello. Hey there. Hi. I love your doll. Well, hey, everybody. This is the second Sunday of Advent. Do we know what Advent's all about? I bet Janae knows. Hello. Last Sunday, Janae and I were talking about what happens during Advent. Do you happen to remember what we talked about last time? We do have Advent calendars, and what are we waiting for? Yeah, we're counting down to Christmas, and it's a time where we're watching and waiting for Jesus at Christmas time. And I was at the library earlier this week, and I found this great book. It's called The Doorbell Rang. Here's the cover. You know this one? Yes. Well, it reminds me a lot of Advent, and we're going to read it together today. Okay. There are a lot of cookies. Yeah, so you know this story. We'll read it together again. So, it has to do with some math. Okay, I've made some cookies for tea, said Ma. Good, said Victoria and Sam. We're starving. Share in yourself, said Ma. Now, they're about to hear a bell ring. But before they each, six cookies each, said Sam and Victoria. They look as good as Grandma's, said Victoria. They smell as good as Grandma's, said Sam. But then Ma says, no one makes cookies like Grandma. But then she hears the doorbell ring, and they're all looking. It was Tom and... I know. I think we can make it with you out there from next door. Come in, the cookies, and we can imagine that Tom and Hannah came in. And here's Ma. She's looking at the door, and she says, but no one makes cookies like Grandma. It was Peter and his little brother. There they are. Come in, said Ma. You can share the cookies. So they got to share more and more. To each, said Victoria and Sam. They look as good as Grandma's, said Peter, and smell as good. But Ma says, nobody makes cookies like Grandma. And then the doorbell rang. And look at all these people. Four cousins, all these people. Come in, said Ma. You can share the cookies. They got to share. That's one each now, said Sam and Victoria. They smell as good as your grandma. And as good, said Simon. But Ma said, no one makes cookies like Grandma. But then they're going to hear the doorbell ring again.
Grandma's bringing
more. You think it might be Grandma?
Grandma,
okay. Oh dear, said Ma, as the children stared at the cookies on their plates. Perhaps you better. Them before we open the door, because that person's going to want more cookies, right? We'll wait, said Sam. It was Grandma, an enormous tray of cookies. It said, Grandma, it's a good thing I made, and no one makes cookies like Grandma, said Ma, as the doorbell rang. So you think more people are going to keep more? No? Okay. Who knows who would be it? Well, when I read this, I thought it reminded me a lot of the Bible story we just heard from the Gospel of Mark. and it was about a guy named John the Baptist. Do you remember from what we just heard what John the Baptist was like and what he did? Okay, well, let's see what I remember. I remember he was a guy, he was kind of odd. He would wear clothing made out of camel hair. Have you ever touched a camel? Ew, it would feel kind of weird. And he'd wear a belt. And do you know what he ate?
What?
Not cookies. He ate locusts, bugs. He ate bugs. Ew, right? So he's kind of different. But he was a and he had this important message. And he said, look out, watch. There's somebody who's on the way. And he's going to show us a new way. It's God's way. And that way is the way of love. We love people. And he's going to show us how we forgive and how we take care of each other. So he said, so it's like all these people were looking out for grandma. This week, we're going to be looking into our world. And we're going to share together. Loving God, thank you. Live full of love. Forgiveness and care. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Please join us in a responsive litany for Advent.
O Lord Jesus, you are wisdom.
Savior of the nations, come.
Come and teach us.
O Lord Jesus, you are ruler.
Savior of the nations, come.
Guide us with your mighty arm.
O Lord Jesus, you are the branch of Jesse.
Savior of the nations, come.
Renew our faith in your promises.
O Lord Jesus, you are the key of heaven.
Savior of the nations, come.
Open our hearts to receive you.
O Lord Jesus, you are the dayspring.
Savior of the nations, come.
Shine into the darkness of our lives.
O Lord Jesus, you are the King.
Savior of the nations, come.
Make us one family in your name.
O Lord Jesus, you are Emmanuel.
Savior of the nations, come.
Be with us now and evermore. Amen.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. This song of Mary is the oldest Advent hymn. It is at once the most passionate, the wildest, and one might even say the most revolutionary Advent hymn ever sung. This is not the gentle, tender, dreamy Mary whom we sometimes see in paintings. This is the proud, passionate, surrendered, enthusiastic Mary who speaks out here. This song has none of the sweet, nostalgic, or even playful tones of some of our Christmas carols. It is instead a hard, strong, inexorable song about collapsing thrones and humbled lords of this world, about the power of God and the powerlessness of humankind. These are the tones of the women prophets of the Old Testament that now come to life in Mary's mouth.
Thank you. Mary, grasped and seized by the Spirit, speaks of God's coming into the world, of the advent of Jesus Christ, for she knows better than anyone else what it means to wait for Christ. She waits for him in a way unlike anyone does. She awaits him as his mother. She knows about the mystery of his coming, about the Spirit that is at play here, about the Almighty God who works his wonders. She experiences in her own body that God's ways with humans are wonderful, that he is not bound by human standards, that he doesn't follow the path that humans like to lay out for him, that his way is beyond all understanding, beyond all proof, free, and with a mind of its own.
Thank you. Who is this child of whom the prophets foretell, and over whose birth heaven and earth shall exult? Only in stammering can one speak his name, can one try to describe what is encompassed in his name. Words pile up and pour out in a rush when they are to say who this child is. Indeed, strange combinations of words otherwise unknown to us come into being when the name of this child is to pass human lips. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Every one of these words has endless depths, and all of them together try to express only one single name, Jesus.
Everything past and everything future. As if to shame the mightiest human efforts and achievements, a child is placed at the center of history. a child born of humans, a son given by God. That is the mystery of the world's redemption. Everything past and everything future is encompassed here. The infinite mercy of Almighty God comes to us in the form of a child, his son. That this child has been born for us, that this son has been given, that this human child, the Son of God, belongs to me. That I know him, have him, love him, that I am his and he is mine. My very life now depends entirely on all those things. A child has our life in his hand.
Thank you.
God is a God of bearing, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. The government of the world is supposed to lie on the weak shoulders of this newborn child. One thing we know, these shoulders will in any event get to carry the burden of the entire world. With a cross, all the sin and distress of this world will be loaded onto these shoulders. But the government will consist not in the bearer's breaking down under the burden, but in his bringing it to the goal. The government that lies on the shoulders of the child in the manger consists in the patient bearing of humans and their guilt. This bearing, however, begins in the manger, begins where the eternal Word of God took on and bore human flesh, precisely in the lowliness and weakness of the child. The government of all the world has its beginning.
Thank you. where God comes to love in humans, unites himself with them. Peace is made between God and human being and between human being and human being. If you are afraid of God's anger, go to the child in the manger and get the peace of God as a gift. Have you fallen into strife and hatred with your brother? Come to see how, purely from love, God has become our brother and wants to reconcile us one with another. Out in the world, power rules. This child is the Prince of Peace. Where he is, peace rules.
If God chose Mary as his instrument, if God himself wants to come into this world in the manger at Bethlehem, that is no idyllic family affair, but the beginning of a complete turnaround, a reordering of everything on this earth. If we wish to take part in this Advent and Christmas event, then we cannot simply be bystanders or onlookers, as if it were a theater enjoying all the cheerful images. No, we ourselves are swept up into the action. into this conversation of all things. We have to play our part on this stage. For the spectator is already an actor. We cannot withdraw. What part then do we play? Pious shepherds on bended knee, kings who come bearing gifts. What sort of play is this when Mary becomes the mother of Jesus and where God enters into the world in the lowliness of a manger? The judgment of the world and its redemption, that is taking place here. And the Christ child in the manger is himself the one who pronounces the judgment and the redemption of the world. He repels the great and powerful. He puts down the mighty from their thrones. He humbles the arrogant. His arm overpowers all the proud and the strong. He raises what is lowly and makes it great and splendid in his compassion. Therefore, we cannot approach his manger as if it were the cradle of any other child. Those who wish to come to his manger find that something is happening within them. As we approach that manger, the one who holds the one who will be our King, our Lord, and our Savior, the one who judges us, loves us, and redeems us, I invite you to stand with me and let us confess the faith that we believe using the ancient creed of the church, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the forgiveness of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. And please join me in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, challenge us this Lord's Day through the words of your prophets. May those who lived so long ago and spoke your word to Israel and Judah speak to us words of rebuke, words of grace, words of comfort, words that will challenge us to follow in the way of Jesus Christ. Remind us also of the words given through the apostles. May their witness to the love and grace given in Jesus Christ be solely influential in our lives. May their understanding of the church teach us how we are to go about our work. And as they took the gospel with them wherever they traveled, may our lives be a declaration of your love and grace. As we celebrate the coming of the Prince of Peace, we remember places in our world, Syria, Iraq, and other parts of your world, where there's still daily violence. We especially pray for our brothers and sisters who live in those places. Strengthen them, encourage them, relieve their suffering. Use them to bring peace to that part of the world. As we move closer to the Christmas celebration, may we have the commitment to keep our priorities straight, looking at the child born in humility, who grew up to learn the simple trade of being a carpenter, and as an adult taught us about the kingdom, where the last will be first, and the servant the greatest of all, where true religion comes through giving, and the greatest commandment is to love. Help us to put aside greed and pride in order to bow down before our Savior. We pray for our children, keep them close to you, and help them to look beyond the tinsel and the busyness of the season, that we might keep focused on our Savior Christ. Establish within our church a longing to make Jesus known, to stand with those who experience injustice, to help those in need, and to proclaim the gospel. Give wisdom to the members of our session. Give understanding to our president and Congress and courts that those we have entrusted with power will do what is right for the best of all. And hear our prayers for those about whom we have concerns as we lift them up before you in a time of silent prayer. And as our Savior taught us, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Before we sing our final hymn, I would remind you that though it may not feel like it, this is Stewardship Dedication Sunday. And you who brought your stewardship commitments are invited to come during the hymn and place them on the Lord's table. If you didn't bring them this week, you can do it next week or mail it to the church office or bring it by the church office. I do thank our choir and all for participating in this special program. Now may the grace, mercy, and peace of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with each one of us, both now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.
Y'all sang great.
Thank you.
expert.
Oh, well, we did. That's just your representative. Right, right. Well, we did get to go into his apartment. And actually, his apartment is now owned by
No, you got it.